We are learning with Sechus Yevamos, Daf Ayin Dalad Amar Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Ayin Dalad Amar Alp. It said in our Mishnah, Ha'oral v'chol ha'tameim cannot eat chuma. Oral, we just had a few blat, why oral can't eat chuma? Two drashas, he's a Tosh of Pesach or Pesach, or Ishish. V'chol ha'tameim can't eat chuma. Can't eat chuma. No, Amili, how do we know a tamei can't eat chuma? Our v'yechus from Mishma, Makrom, first pasuk. Ishish v'zer ha'arein, v'tzerua azov, loy. It says v'kachim lo yoichal, shouldn't he be kachim ad until he comes tar. So now, how do you know it's talking about truma? Now it says in the pasuk kachim lo yoichal. How do you know it's talking about truma? So it starts off ishish mizera aron. Ezu dava shava v'zarish aron. What's a type of thing that shava all zarish aron could eat? What is that? Havayim ezu truma. That's daka truma because kachim chatas and asham. Who could eat it? Only the zcharim, only the men. Not the ladies. So what's shava v'zari shel Aaron? That is truma. That's equal. The whole entire family can eat it, and that must be just pasuk. Ish v'zar Aaron saying, you know, kacha means truma. Ve'ema v'chaza v'shaik. Maybe it means the chaza and the shaik that come from the kachik halim shlamim. Shlamim, every time a person brings the shlamim, he gives the chaza v'shaik, the breast and one of the legs, to the thighs, to the kayin, and that halacha is the kayin's whole family get it, even the nashim get it. So maybe zera aron is referring to the chaz of a shaykh. So if you want to know, in the bechazeris, there's a halacha that if a bas kayin marries Yisrael, so she can't eat truma and kachv anymore. Let's say her husband dies, she goes back home, she doesn't have any children. The halacha is she's allowed to eat truma. Is she allowed to eat chaz of a shaykh? The Gemara said before, no. She's ain't a bechazeris, she can't eat chaz of a shaykh anymore. So it's not equal in zera aron because lemaisa, if she marries Yisrael, she loses a chance. So that's why it's not referred to chaz v'shaik. Chuma nami ain't a bechalala. Chuma also can't, bechalala can't eat chuma. It's not equal. So tomorrow, chalala lav zari d'arani. Chalala is not considered zari of aron. Tosfos asks that chuma also, if she has a son from the Israel, she can't eat, she ain't a bechazeris. And that Tosfos answers, the lemaisa, if the son dies, it's bechazeris. So it is possibly bechazeris. That's why chuma is better than, chuma is better than chaz v'shaik. So to weiter, we know, and we'll see the Gemara more clear like that there's three levels. There's Tvol Yoyim, there's Harav Shemesh, and there's Chusuk Kippurim. There's three levels. There's someone who is Tovel today before Harav Shemesh. That's one level. It's a little bit tar. Then hits the evening, your next level. And then you bring a carbon is the higher level. So we're gonna bring out the Gemara. There are three levels. Maisa Shein is Mutter already by a Tvol Yoyim. Truma has to wait until Harav Shemesh. And Kachin has to wait until Mechusa Kippur. And the Gemara is going to discuss that. But first thing Gemara says, this pasuk of Truma says, Ishish v'zera aron, right, what does it say there? But Kachin lo yoichal arash yitar, which we know means until after Harav Shemesh. How do we know that? The high arash yitar adik Harav Shemesh, Eimah ad maisi kapara. Maybe it means until you bring the kabanis, taka, even Mechusa Kippur will be also in Truma. No, it can't be pshat. The Talmud Rebbe Shmuel, that what's tight in this pasuk of ishish mizera aron, that's a tzurua azav. What does it mean tzurua azav? Which type of tzurua azav? Bezav bal shtei riyas. We're talking about a zav with two riyas. Lachay zav with two riyas has to do shiva nekiyim, but does not need a carbon. Three riyas needs a carbon. With mitzera musker, there's a difference in mitzera musker and muchlit. A tzara musker is only locked up 7 days to check to see how the nega happens. That's a musker. He's tamei, but he doesn't bring a carbon. A mukla brings a carbon. Rabbi Shmuel said this pasuk that says tzurua azav is referring to the lower level zav and a lower level mitzera. Hakasa v'daver dumi tamei nefesh, just like it says tamei nefesh in that pasuk. Ma tamei nefesh lav akaparu, just like tamei nefesh talking about someone who does not need a carbon. Hainami lav nekaparu, the tzurua azav also is referring to a type of tumah does not need a kaparu. So what does it say? So therefore, Arash Yitra has to mean until Harav Shemesh. Why? Because there is no carbon there. So then, pass the same until you bring a carbon. Break the Gemara. I don't see the Raya. But anyway, Hanimili, La Bakapara. You're right. These people are not Bakapara. That's why it's enough to do Harav Shemesh. I'm Bakapara, but if someone is Tamei that needs a Kapara, maybe I have to make a Kapara. So still, how do you know Truma, Mechusa Kapur, Vladi Truma? Because the Pasuk talking about Azav doesn't need a Kapara. That's why. Maybe needs a Kapara. Maybe Truma also has to wait till Mechusa Kapur, until he brings the carbon. So what's the Raya? That's catching over one. Question number two is, take a shayla, shayla number two one is, v'su other time into the Mishnah, taval va'ola. He was taval, he came up, oichel v'maisi, let him eat maisi sheni ready. Harav Shemesh, once he reached evening, oichel v'truma, he can eat truma. Hey v'kapari, brings the carbon, oichel v'kachim. Menolon, how do we know these three levels of eating, Maisa, Chuma and Kachim have these halachas. How do we know? Amar Rav Amram Chista, Tlosa Kroya Ksivit. It says three times, it's more than three times in the Torah, but there are three psukim that refer to people who are Tameh and they become Tar. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Nefesh Ashatiga Boi, Vitama Ad Arev, Velo Yoicha Min Akadoshim, Kim Rachach Bzari Mayim. Don't eat Kachim until you wash yourself with water, which means until you eat Taibel. That's mass for all you need is tefillah. So what's that pasuk talking about? So Ha Rachach Tar. But if you're rock star, that's one pasuk. So you have to figure out which pasuk what's it talking about. That says klar, that's enough to do tefillah. Another pasuk says v'chsev uva hashemesh v'tar v'achal yechum v'nakachim kilach mehu. It's another pasuk. V'chsev a third pasuk v'kipar aleha kayim v'tahira. It's mashma until the kapara you're not tar v'kipar aleha kayim v'tahira. So we have three pasukim. One pasuk says rock star mayim is enough. One pasuk says v'achal yechum v'tar is enough. And one pasuk says v'kipar aleha kayim v'tahira. Okay, tzad. Kala Meiser, Kala Truma, Kala Kachim. Pasuk number one is Meiser. Pasuk number two is Truma. Pasuk number three is Kachim. Ve'epechadah. How do I know that? How do I know which pasuk is what? Maybe the pasuk that says going to the mikvah alone is enough. It's talking about Truma. And the pasuk that says Harav Shem is talking about Meiser. How do you know? So Dr. Mastavra, Truma Adifa. Truma is better than Meiser. Why? Shkim Achbaz. Because Truma has Misa. If someone eats it, like Rashi Tosfos, if it's misa v'tumah or misa v'ayazar, and has a chaymish, someone eats it, pays a chaymish, and ve'in la pidyon, pays means no pidyon, v'asur l'zarm, it's off the zarm, mashenke ma'isa sheni, it's mutter l'zarm, there is pidyon ma'isa sheni, and there's no chaymish, there's no misa. So, chuma has a ma'il of a ma'isa, mechapas. Adra, ma'isa adifa, shikain, hadas tav. Ma'isa has a bunch of ma'ilas. What's hadas tav mean? The hay refers to avas makam. You have to bring it up to your shlaim teeth. Mashenke chuma does not. Ma'isen is brought up to your shlaim. That's the hay. What's a dalad? Dalad is vidui. When you get there, you have to say a vidui ma'isi. You say, ba'arti loy ba'arti. Whenever Tomei, you have to say, I did all the things right. You don't have to do Rabbachuma. What's the samach? The samach is, it's also ta'inen. The loch is, ma'isen is mocham and chuma. Ma'isen is also ta'inen. It's the first of the pasuk, lechati ba'inen menu. And chuma, we have a drasha. There's no problem of ainen. What's the test? The test is tumah, that the loch is, that you're not allowed to burn Maitre Sheni for fuel. That's Tomei. And also, if you eat Tomei Dig Maitre Sheni, you get Malkus. Mashenka and Chuma is not. And what's the base? The base is beer. It's Chayiv and beer. So if a bunch of settled Milas over here, that Maitre has over Chuma. Which one's more? Maitre has even more. Has more Milas. So Chayra, maybe Maitre needs Harav Shemesh, not Chuma. So tomorrow, no. Afilachi Misa Adifa. The Maitre, where's Misa? Only by Chuma. So that makes it Mocham. Rav Amanar Svara, why Chuma is Mochamer? Blame Misa Adifa now, Mila Matsamis. Amakra, it says in the Pasuk, where it says, about talking about that tefillah is enough, it says, Nefesh Shtiga Boi, V'tamei Ad Arev, L'yoicham Al-Kadashim. So it says, Losh Nefesh. Ezu Dov Shavach Nefesh. Which type of food, which type of Maiser Chuma Kachim, which one is Shavach to everyone? Havach Misa Maiser Shendi. That's Mutta to everyone. Mashenka Chuma is only Kahanim. And Kachim is Kahanim. So Hakaponim, we established that the two psukim, of the first two psukim, one's by Chuma, one's by Maisa, we know the Mokuldik one's by Maisa, because Maisa is Mokuldik, either because there's no Misa, or because it's Nefesh, which means Shavachal Nefesh. Now, the Gemara is back to the first Kasha, Lemaisa, we said that, okay, the Pasuk that says that Arash Yitar means Harav Shemesh. Why? Because the talking about there, Tzuru Azav, that doesn't need a carbon. Maybe if it needs a carbon, you need a weapon to Mechusa Kapara. Maybe Chuma has to wait till he brings the kapara. Amabaya. Shreik Raik Siv. It says Tupsukim, Bialadas. In the parish of Yaladas, which she needs to bring a carbon, the lachas of Yaladas is like a Tful Yom Aruch, it's called. Let's say she had a Zachar. After 7 days, she goes to the mikvah and she's Taival. She can't bring a carbon for 33 days. You know what that's called, Amrazin? A Tful Yom Aruch, it's called. She's a long Tful Yom, 33 day Tful Yom. Because the Harav Shemesh only happens after 40 days. That night's Harav Shemesh, and the next day she could bring Kavanas. So it says in the parasha, one pasuk says that Ad Meloy Simei Tahara, Kibin Shemolu Yadeha Imeha Tahara. Once you finish the days, the 33 days, she's Tahara. Mechsev, another pasuk in the same parasha, that you bring a carbon, Chibol HaKayim Tahara. So make up your mind. Are you Tahara or not Tahara? You said after you finish the days, you're Tahara. Then you said Chibol HaKayim Tahara. Okay, it's Ad. Kalan Truma, Kalan Kachim. And this teaches us that Truma is enough. Even you don't bring in carbon, it's enough, and you're tar. Kachim needs to bring kavara. Ve'epachana, how do I know which one's Truma, which one's Kachim? Mestavra, Kodesh Chomer, Shkain, pancakes. Kodesh Mochomer, because it has Panakas, which is, stands for Pigel, Noiser, Carbon. Carbon has to be brought into the Beis Mikdash. Me'ila, Karas, Asala Oinein. Tomorrow says, no, but Chuma has Ma'il also, Mechapas. Adar, but Chuma, Chamuro, Shekem Mechapas. Which means, Misa, Chaymesh, and doesn't have Pidyon, and Sur Lazarim. So, tomorrow, and Kachum can be Mutal Lazarim, if we have Kachum Kalam. So more hanach lefishin. Maisa kachum has more. Therefore, it's more chamur. Rabba ma bloy hanach lefishin lemasamres. Without the hanach lefishin, I have a different reason why it has to be talking about kachum, the one that says mechusa kapara is also why. Omakra v'chiper olah akoyim mitahira. The Paul says you bring a carbon, then you become tar. Mechlal shi'tame. It's mashma. There's a little bit tumah told them. Kachum is very careful on tumah. V'izak like da'al v'kachum ikri kan. The Paul says v'abasa shi'iga v'chol tumi loyechal. Basa touches any tumah loyecha, b'chol tumah, any type of tumah, even a shvach or a tumah chusik kibur. So shvach, we know the first pasuk talking about chuma. So upon him, we had the three different levels, and we know ma'aser is enough tefillah, chuma is harav shemesh, and chusik kibur is also b'kachim. Maskla Rav Shishav Reid Rav Idi, mimas zama chuma ksiva hacha. How can you say that this parasha of is talking about chuma? This parasha in the beginning of parashas Tazria is talking about that. It's talking about Chuma. Because the beginning part's problem is the beginning part is like this: Dabra Bnei Yisrael Leimer Isha Ki Tazria VeYolda Zachar VeTamah Shivas Yamim Kimeini Des Devayso Titma. That's the part that's beginning of parasha, and we dash like this: Ainly Al Bnei Yisrael Giyoris VeShifchem VeShachureres Mayin. How do we know a Giyoris and a Shifchem VeShachureres also brings a carbon of Yeledas? Tamaloyma Isha Kisazria, every type of Isha. Now, if it's talking about Chuma, it says that after 33 days you can eat Chuma. A Giyar Shifcha cannot eat Chuma. How do they eat Chuma? They can marry a Kayin, because they consider a Zaina, and they themselves can't be a Bas Kayin, so Giyar is. How can you eat Chuma? If it's talking about Chuma, Giyar Shifcha, they can't eat Chuma. Amarava, Veloy, it's not talking about Chuma, but the Pasuk says, Bechol Kaidesh, Loy Siga, and we dash in Larabba is a Chuma. We dashin that that's Gemara bet Chuma, which means Loisiga means actually Achila, and the Gemara dashes later on that it means the Rabbi said Chuma. Ella Kra Mili Mili Kachoshiv. Ella Mai. The first pasuk is Marve Geres Shivcha. The rest of the pasukim is the one that eating Chuma is the one at Kanim and Bas Kayin, not the one Geres and Shivcha. It's not a steer. We're talking about a Shol Marita Kayin, a Bas Shol Marita Kayin, or a Bas Kayin. We're talking about Akapanim. Having a child usually has to be married to a kohen, not to Israel. But upon him, it's not a right from the ratio of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk. We don't want truma, and therefore we could say that this din of tahira, that even when we have a chusik kapurim, we can eat truma, even if you didn't bring kapari, bring truma, don't want truma. The parasha is still we don't want truma.